Yes, well, good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening, whichever salutation pertains to you and the time zone you live in. It's 1930 UTC, the only real time zone. And that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe, and I'm actually sitting here with a bottle of cream soda. Oh, it's pretty good. Yum, yum. And I'll go back to drinking tea a little bit later. It's kind of a nice day today. It's nice and warm, but we can't really go outside because it's too windy. It's too windy to do anything outside with the, you know, radio equipment. But it's a good day to be indoors because it's Champions League day. And I'm watching Manchester City versus Liverpool in the second leg of the UEFA Champions League quarterfinal. We're 6.5 minutes into the game. Man City is already up 1-0. But if you'll remember from last week, Liverpool scored 3 goals. So the aggregate score is 1-3. Liverpool still in the lead. This game is being played at Manchester City, and the other game is Barcelona versus Roma, and I'm just seeing a message come up on the screen that Edin Dzeko has just scored for Roma against Barca. So, wow. That's a big surprise. So it's football day for Tobe, football and cream soda. It's delicious. It's yummy. Now, what else am I doing today? Obviously, we're doing some pocket chip business and some pocket operator business. Here's that beat we made, that pattern we made yesterday on the pocket operator. Yeah, dig that beat. So tencho. Then, of course, we've got the wacky music bits. Let's hear that while we're doing this. That sounds kind of chiptune-y, thanks to that brrrr that we sampled yesterday. Where's that sample? That's not it. That's the other one. There it is. It sounds like Mario jumping or something. And if you missed yesterday's show, we sampled that from a Casio PL tone directly in line with the pocket operator. But today, even though I do have the PL tone right here, right next to me, I've got something else hooked up to the pocket operator today. I've got my pocket chip hooked up to the pocket operator. So it's basically a chip operator. It's pocket everything. Pocket chip plus pocket operator equals interesting. And so I've got the, I don't know what you call it, the audio workstation open on my pocket chip. And I'm looking for bass notes. There's some good bass. It's not very loud, though. How do I turn up the volume? That's the part we can't figure out. Because I want to sample some of these good bass sounds. Ooh, what's this? Oh, this is volume. Okay. What happens if we put it at 96%? Doesn't quite seem loud enough. Why does it go over 100? Now I'm at 130%. I don't like that little click at the end. Can you hear that? It goes bonk, click, bonk, click. Well, who knows? Maybe that's loud enough to sample. Let's do this. And now I gotta see if I can do the trick here. But first, I'm gonna turn this up even more. I'm up to 183%. Well, that's loud enough for me to hear now. And now when I hear it this loud, it sounds kinda square wavy. Sounds noisy, but let's try sampling it anyway. Okay, did we get it? Yeah, we got it, but it's just noise. Now, why is that? I'm beginning to think that the pocket operator does not sample the entire audio spectrum. I think this is too low for the pocket operator to hear. We had this problem yesterday trying to sample the bleep drum. Yeah, that's unusable. That's no bass. Can't use that. How do I go up an octave? That's not it. What's this do? Oh yeah, I can change octave here. Okay, let's try to sample this note. All right, did we get it? Yeah, we got it. But again, it's noisy and terrible. What is going on? Why can't we get any decent direct samples here? What if we turn this down? No, we're getting the sample, but it's noisy and just junky. I'm going to play the demo here on the pocket chip for a second. Does that sound noisy or bad or anything? That kind of sounds okay, but who knows? I don't think we're going to get a good sample out of this thing. So maybe we need to go back to the VL tone. I was thinking about trying to do some kind of arpeggio. I don't know. What are we going to do? All right. So let's plug in the Casio VL tone here. All right, now I need to hear that beat, because I'm going to try to sample a long sample. I need to know what the speed is here. 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. So let's try to sample something here. Okay, did we get that? Yeah, we got it, but it's a little squirrely in places. I kind of like that, though. Okay, that's pretty weird. Let's play the beat and hold down the sample, see if it's to the beat or close enough. Okay, Some of the notes are late, but it's close enough. Now let's put that into write mode, and we'll stick that sample in there. It's a little screwy. Let's speed it up, see if it makes any difference. I kind of like it, but I screwed up. Uh-oh, did Man City just score another goal, or are they showing me the replay? I screwed up. I forgot this only does one measure. It only, you know, the pattern is only four beats long, and I'm not used to that. I'm used to having at least, at the very least, a two-bar thing to work with. And so, obviously, we're not getting the full sample. We're just getting the first half, the first four beats. Let's play along. No, wait, we need some bass. Some weirdness going here. The bizarre thing is that sample takes up every single memory location, and so we can't add any other little dupes or deeps to it, otherwise it'll just cut it off. But still, that's interesting. And we can cut it off like right here. Okay, that's interesting in itself. Let's add more noise. Weird, but you know, whatever. What else we got? What else do I want to sample? I'm trying to think of all the things that I have that I can sample that make noise and have 8-inch TR or TRS jacks out. And I'm running out of ideas, kids. I really am. Yeah. The thing that annoys me is not the pocket operator. It's me. I annoy myself because I keep pressing the pattern button when I mean to press the sound button. And so I always switch patterns rather than switching sounds. Yeah, it's like that sample is really unstable. It does not transpose well. Not at all. So what to do? What to do? What craziness can we aspire to at this point? Yeah. Da da da. Da da da. Just stop already. Oh, whoa. I just looked up. Manchester City almost had another one, but no, Liverpool forces them out the back. Wow. This is going to get to be a pretty crazy game. Where was I anyway? Da da da. Da da da. Wait, bring my cheesy rhythm back. Ish nish nish flesh nish 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 nish. Uh-huh. Ish nish 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 flesh nish. Uh-huh. Ish nish nish flesh nish 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 nish. Uh-huh. You don't love me, you don't love me. Da da da. I don't love you, you don't know me. Da da da. I can't play the riff because I... These are buttons. These are not full keys on this Casio VL tone, so it's not like I can get into it. Da, da, da. Ish, nish, 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 nish. Oh. You too can be a rock star. All you need is some cheesy equipment. Turn this off. All right, back to the pocket operator. Sounds pretty weird. Let's go up to tencho speed. Yeah, that's fun, but I'm kind of tired of it already. I need to figure out something else. I need to figure out how to get some squirrely, funky noises into here. Uh-oh, somebody's getting a yellow card. Who's getting carded? It looks like, well, they didn't really explain to me who it is. Oh, is it going to be Firmino? Okay, who dropped who there? Yeah, somebody dropped De Bruyne. And look at old Kevin De Bruyne, one of my favorite Belgians ever. Doink, and he goes down. All right, so where are we at here? What do we feel like doing? Oh, ho! Oh, boy, look at that. Liverpool scores. It is now 1-1 in this game. And the aggregate score is 1-4. Liverpool still crushing it. But where are we with this? I want to change this beat. This pattern. I'm going to take out that funky sample we had in there, and so now we should just have drums. Yeah, okay, we got tencho drums. And now I want to add some bass. That's my bass sound I want, but I want it low. I want it like that. What note do I want? I want this one because we're still in our minor key. And so we go. There we go. There's a bass line. Or maybe we could do this. At hip-hop speed. You know, the problem with this, again, not a problem so much as just a minor limitation, is as you only have one bar to work with, you can't write any decent bass lines. You know, the minimum for a good bass line is going to be like 2 bars. Personally, I don't write any bass lines that are shorter than like 4 bars, and usually it's like around 8, but you got to have a certain sort of creativity to kind of get around the limitations here. Okay, let's add some more sounds. Seem like plenty, but if you hear me complaining, it's only because I'm accustomed to stuff with considerably higher firepower, with considerable polyphony, and, you know, lots of tracks to work with. But it's fun, it's quirky, and, you know, again, if you had more than one of these, and I really am thinking about getting another one. I'm not sure which I want. I kind of want the sub one just so I can write crazy bass lines. But then I kind of thinking I want the arcade one so I can have little chip tune noises, all the funky little sounds. But I don't know. I haven't really decided. What's Tony saying? Tony on the screen is saying Red Rum. Now he's saying, here's Tony. Oh, yes, Tony the baby. Right here on the pocket operator. He's spilling his bottle. That's no good. Maintain your bottle, Tony. For anything too complicated here. Tobe looks up to watch the game. Oh, Manchester City was on the attack there. I thought they were going to do something, but no, they didn't. Okay, maybe it's time to mess with this. interesting bounce to it. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Maybe we can just affect part of it. Okay, first of all, which one was that? Yes, okay, so let's get it back to normal. Now let's just try to do half of this bar with that stutter effect. Oh, yeah. Okay, that's interesting. The first two beats have the stutter effect, and the second two beats do not, so we get something kind of interesting here. Odd. Okay, I guess we can do some transposing now. Let's transpose! That's fun. Maybe we should drop that down into hip-hop mode and see what that sounds like. Interesting. I kind of like that partial stutter because then, you know, it sort of arpeggiates the bass line, sort of. It just stutters it, doesn't really arpeggiate it, but I'm going to have to remember that for use in my reggae beats. Get some funky reggae. But it's about that time when I need to say that you have been listening to The Dubious Beats Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and it's time for me to go. I need to watch the rest of this very exciting football game and eat my lunch. So we're gonna just let this beat rock us out. I'm out of here. Bye bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
So please don't give a thought to me, I'm really doing fine. You can always find me here and having quite a time.
Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solid.